This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's take a lot of your calls in this second hour. Then Gerald Celente is joining us to talk about the Greek crisis. Greek banks prepare a plan to raid deposits to avert collapse. And they're openly talking about doing the same model here. It's the very same banks doing this in Greece. They're planning to do this here. Sugar, flour, rice, panic Greeks stock up on essentials. Could this be the end of the euro? You know, globalism could fail. God does predestine some things, but free will plays into that. We don't have to just give in to the cashless society, give in to world government. But watching these globalist banks, can you imagine what they're going to do when they have a global government with all cash banned and everybody buying and selling biometrically? I mean, they're saying right now they're going to start just grabbing people's private after-tax money. Not the government, the banks. Because they hold the individual responsible. Our land is collateral on the national debt. We are pledged as collateral. Our children. Oh, but I forgot. Obama said when you raise the debt limit, it doesn't raise the debt. So, see, that's just me being racist. You know, I think I kind of got depressed this morning. I woke up at like 6 a.m. I was reading news articles. And I was on InfoWars, and I go look at the comments for tips or anything. I just kind of scanned some of the comments. I was on YouTube in a video about an illegal alien who had 7 felonies and been deported 5 times, and how they let him go, San Francisco did, saying they think it's racist to turn a felon out of jail for all sorts of crimes over to the feds, who don't even deport him anyway, so it wouldn't matter. Obama's basically stopped deportations. I mean, a citizen isn't treated like that. And the guy went out and shot a lady, and I saw Democratic operatives. I went and clicked on their handles. They were real websites with people with their dogs and their cats and everything, and, you know, trendies. And by their dogs and their cats, I mean, they were real people saying, how dare me be racist and basically not just want to have people joyriding around shooting people. And then how dare I defend Donald Trump because I just stick with the white people. And it was mainly white people saying this. I mean, their whole ideology is just mental illness. It's like mentally ill. I mean, Mexico would deport you or imprison you if you'd been in jail and deported 5 times. I mean, this idea of if anybody's from somewhere else, we've got to let women come here from China. They're now the biggest one group. Bigger than Mexicans. Used to be Mexico was the big immigrant group. It's now Chinese women, thousands a week, that we know of, that come in to have their babies for free. They can stay. Their kid's a citizen. Free everything. And it's like, oh, what do you got against Chinese women? Nothing, except I can't go to their country and get everything free. I mean, it's a joke. We're a joke. We're a joke. I mean, I can't even believe it anymore. I'm living in a... it's almost like claustrophobia. I never used to have this feeling about politics, but now I just want to hide from everybody and just let everybody kill each other and just be idiots because... I mean, I'm not putting on an actor. I almost left earlier, okay? I couldn't even go on air earlier and they had to basically air a tape. Like, I may just leave. God, watching the videos, and I go out in the street. It's not Mark Dice doing this. The average Austinite, folks, cannot find their fat ass with both hands, and I want to slap them upside their head. But let me tell you, they are the most politically correct, full of it, arrogant scum. And I'm sick of them. And let me tell you who they mainly are. They're a bunch of pasty, stupid white people. As dumb as the so-called minorities are, on average, they're more awake when I talk to them than these dumbass white people everywhere. I mean, this country's a sick joke.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I feel a lot better now because I've been holding my anger in the last few weeks, and during the break I had a controlled rage just walking around back in the storage area of the facility, and I feel better. I was not going to be able to continue doing the radio show because my revulsion of the globalists and their how sickening they are and how evil they are and how bad they are just gets to me. And then I just wonder, what is wrong with other people? Why do we put up with this inversion of reality and common sense being trampled? The vast majority of Greeks' debt, of the Greeks people's debt, is not their debt. Kurt Nemo has an article breaking it down from mainline commissions. Ireland's debt is not Ireland's debt. Iceland's debt is not Iceland's debt. The UK's debt is not UK's debt. Germany's debt is not Germany's debt. Our real debt in the United States is currently almost $19 trillion. We've signed on to over $100 trillion in unfunded mandates. We owe $100 trillion roughly. And that is horrible. We have signed on to 2.2 quadrillion globally. That is not our debt. That debt is 20 plus times bigger than what we really owe. And to watch these big mega banks maneuver the planet, every country the same thing, into socialism, into investing your pension funds in their Ponzi schemes, into domestication. Who promotes open borders? The big six banks. Who promotes taking our guns? The big six banks. Who promotes breaking up the family? The big six banks. Who sponsors in Mexico forced Gardasil shots on all 12-year-old girls 3 years running? Look it up. The filthy banks. Because they're not banks. They're organized crime syndicates. They are the ones lobbying for forced inoculations. They are the ones lobbying for war with Russia. They are the ones lobbying for NSA spying. They are the ones openly involved working with ISIS and funding them. The big banks are on record caught shipping in narcotics, laundering the money, owning and leasing the aircraft, not just for the drugs and the money, but they're even into white slavery, the sex trade, shipping sex slaves around. But don't worry. If they catch your neighbor with a hooker, they're going to take his car and put him in jail. Because that didn't hurt anybody, and that was consensual. So we're going to throw the book at you and have a big prosecution. And if you're an illegal alien that's raped and robbed and arsoned, we're going to let you out and not deport you because it's all part of the globalism. If you're a serial killer like a railway killer, we're going to deport you 4 or 5 times and put you in jail more than 15 times and just let you use aliases and kill whoever you want because you're a horrible murdering criminal. But if you're a 12-year-old Mexican girl, we're going to give you a shot of something known to attack your ovaries and sterilize you in many cases, or at least destroy your fertility long term and cause you all sorts of ovarian and uterine problems. So we're going to soft kill all the little girls, because that's not racist, because it is. They're being targeted. See, it's just massive genetic firing squad. But don't worry, you won't hear a word out of Mecha and La Raza about that. But you will if you try to deport a guy that had been in jail over and over again, 7 felonies, convictions, and deported 5 times. I covered it all yesterday, all the details. It's a war on reality. Oh, DynCorp can load up a plane load of little kids. Whistleblowers can go public. It can turn out they shipped tens of thousands of child sex slaves, and I'm talking 5 years old, to points all over the world. It comes out in the Chicago Tribune. It comes out in Congress. And bipartisanly, they line up and put money in to go after the congresswoman who exposed it. That's who runs the government. We have a government that oversees at UN bases in the Balkans, loading Serb and other children up. Oh, there's no made-for-TV movies about that. The UN whistleblowers that talk about it, they end up losing their job, getting indicted, getting killed. And don't worry, the Texas Attorney General has been put before a grand jury. They're trying to indict him right now for not filing a $1,000 fee listing himself as a stockbroker. How many of you in the real world forget to file something or forget to fill out a license? I mean, anybody in business knows it's constantly changing. And let me tell you something, there's no way to trade in securities and not break the law. The laws are written in this sewage of a country. this cess tank of a nation to now go after the Attorney General of the state of Texas to the Democratic Party controlled Office of Public Integrity in Austin, Texas, the same group that went after Tom DeLay and everybody else. And I'm not defending Tom DeLay, but he was innocent. I don't think he was politically a good guy. This attorney general was suing getting our power plants turned back on, was suing trying to stop Obamacare, and was the one recommending to the governor to ship our gold back. I remember seeing when they were going to ship our gold back out of New York 2 weeks ago. I said, man, get ready for the globalists to come after Texas. And they are. I think they'll probably indict the governor next. They're probably just going to indict everybody. Because, see, that's how they do it. They don't march in here with federal troops anymore. They just indict you while they're busy running C-130s with little kids on them. Little kids go out, cocaine comes back in. But you get a Christian attorney general and a Christian governor who actually know what's going on. Can you imagine how much the globalists hate them? And you heard it here first. I bet you they indict Abbott soon for something. They'll find something. And then they're going to try to indict everybody. Unless you join with the dark side. I'm not joining with Jack Crap. You know, I think that's why I'm being so negative and so mean today, and I apologize. I feel like stomping somebody in the ground right now. I don't feel like sitting up here talking about this, and that's because I'm fed up with criminals running wild. I'm fed up with going 6 miles over the speed limit, and the state police pulled me over 2 weeks ago and kept me on the side of the road for like 30 minutes while he sat there and ran through my record, which there is none, and came back with big saucer eyes. So I know he was going through his intelligence database. He thought it was so interesting who he pulled over. It's just like, my time means nothing. I am nothing. I'm a citizen, which means I'm the lowest form of crap. But if I was a 7-time felon illegal alien, I'd just be released. And I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I haven't done it yet, and I apologize for that. But maybe I shouldn't be on air today because I'm about to get really nasty. You know what it is? I really love this country. And to see it turned into a big, stinking joke is painful. And then I sit here and I imagine, what are all these soft, stupid people going to do when the real hell comes? Because there's never been a softer, more dumbed-down world in many areas. And let me tell you, we're like lambs to the slaughter, a buffet to wolves, and it's going to get crazy. I look at the 20th century and what happened then, and it makes me just absolutely cringe. You know, it comes down to this. It's just all so real. I mean, the hellish stuff I know. Like, I get up here on air and I say the Chicago Tribune reported on thousands and thousands of children over a 5-year period flown out by Western contractors with the UN, children to be used in sex slavery, sex industry, and snuff films. And then that sounds completely insane and made up, even though it's true. And then almost no one even knows about it, but they know about the rebel flag. I mean, it's an example of what brainwashing can do. I'm going to skip this network break so we have time to go to the calls here. I'm going to go to the calls right now. And just listen, don't thank me. Please don't do it. And I'm just going to go to the next person. I want to hear what you have to say about Greece, about the state of the world. When do you think the collapse is coming? Can it be averted? What do you think it's going to look like? I want to take your calls. I really appreciate Dave and Corey and everybody else holding. Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, Alex. Yeah, I'm feeling your pain. You know, it's the post-4th of July depression. We want to be in a great country. We want to do great things. They're holding us back, and it's pissing us off, and I'm hearing it. And, you know, I'd much rather have you angry than depressed. And
no, I hear you. I mean, I rarely get depressed, but I mean, I'm just genuinely, it's sinking in. I mean, I got three children, and it's really sinking in that we're in the hands of very wicked people. It's just at a fundamental level, I'm freaked out.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
all.
These masters of war, they are the masters of debt. These are the same guys, and that's their plan. Put us into debt and then get us into the big war. And we're all feeling it. Everybody's getting a little freaked out now, even if they don't listen to your show. And if they listen to your show, they're getting even more freaked out.
By the way, I've talked about that in the last 3 months. Everybody I know says something big's coming. George Norrie talks about it. He knows it. And I talked to congressmen off air. They say it's the same thing. You say folks that don't even listen are freaked out. What are people freaked out about?
Well, it's a conglomeration. You know, I called originally because of what you said about the bubbles. And, you know, I love Peter Schiff. He's the bubble master. The guy talks more about bubbles than anybody, and I'm really excited to see that you're bringing Peter into your show. I think that's a great addition. And I got to say, I love the way you bring these authorities in there, Paul Craig Roberts, Gerald Celente, Peter Schiff. You got the who's the guy with the debt bubble? What's his name? Who worked for the CIA, you know, with the currency wars? James Rickards. You know, you've got these authorities that come in. It's like a university you're holding over there. So don't give up the fight. Now, I called in because of the bubbles. And, you know, I listen to Peter Schiff a lot, and he talks about the bubbles. But nobody's really talking about the conglomeration of all the different bubbles that are blown up financially in the world today. And this Greece thing is just the beginning of what's going to be revealed here shortly. What's happening is we've isolated 7 major bubbles in the world today. Most people don't talk about it, but do you want to hear about them?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the personal debt bubble, we're all feeling that. Everybody's all stressed out over money. No wonder people aren't smiling on the streets. They're deeply in debt. But again, that's all part of the plan. And we know about the bond bubble. The bond thing is what most of the experts are focusing on. Look, the government has borrowed, what is it, $18.7 trillion right now? And all the governments around the world have the same kind of bond bubble. So the bond bubble is going to pop. I just saw a thing on BBC today. The U.S. government just printed more cash than it ever has printed before. So I'd say we're definitely in a cash bubble. They've created more cash, whether it's euros or dollars or drachmas. I don't care what they are. We're in a situation with more cash in the world than ever. Real estate, oh, it's in another bubble again, and that's the original thing that Peter Schiff was warning everybody about, the real estate bubble. Well, it's at new high levels now. It's even higher than it was in 2008, real estate.
It's something like 45% bigger than it was then. It's just totally insane.
You know, and that affects everybody right where they live. That's most people's equity. If they are in debt, they got at least a little bit of equity in their home, and they've seen that equity come back again. But, hey, that's just another bubble, too. And, of course, you got the stock market bubble. They call it the equities market.
You got the education bubble.
Yeah, okay, well, there's 8. You've got the future obligation.
Healthcare cost bubble.
Well,
Obamacare
future obligations is the healthcare. So, you know, right now you've been reporting, you talk about it a lot. Illinois, what are they, $180 billion in debt? California, in Illinois, $180 in California.
Future That's current obligation. Debt, by the way, not what is future commitments.
Yeah, and then the last one is the derivative bubble. Now you've got all this stuff, paper written off of stuff like, you know, you're into the precious metals and you look at what's going on with the manipulation of the silver prices through the naked shorts on the COMEX market. Now you've got a huge bubble going on with the derivatives. I mean, this is, you know, we just put out 8 different bubbles all about to pop. And that's just going to set them up for the big war. So, you know, what you're doing is a good thing, warning people. If you're not angry or even a little depressed, you're not paying attention.
God bless you, brother. And again, thanks for putting up with me. Sorry I was getting angry earlier. I just legitimately, here's an allegory. We're a ship. The captain says he's taking the ship on this course. You can look at the chart, the map. And you can see that in 1,000 miles, we're going to run into a major continent. And the captain's arguing, saying, no, that's more ocean out beyond there. It's totally safe. You're like, no, it's well known. You're going down the road of tyranny. It's well known this is going to happen. Well, I've been on the air since we were 1,000 miles out. Now we're 2 miles out. You can see the mountains. You can see coral reefs coming into view. And I'm up on the deck of the ship, and you are, and all of us going, hey, to the other folks, we're headed towards land. We're about to run into it. It's going to be devastating. And they look at you and they go, what's land? What's ship? What's water? You're like, look, we're on a ship, water. We're coming towards the reef. And they just go, and you're just like, I mean, our government created Al-Qaeda, created ISIS, is funding them, killed everybody at Benghazi to give them weapons. I told you they're going to start attacking. Rand Paul exposes it, so the media says he's behind the next attack. That's inverted reality. That's crazy. It is the dishonorableness of people like John Boehner and Chris Christie and Barack Obama. I was watching Obama's video address where he didn't thank God. He's always said, God bless the end, which is kind of a folksy friend. Now he says, have a great weekend or have a nice day, the trendy thing. And in his 4th of July address, he didn't say it, but I looked at how charismatic he was, how fake he was. What a good liar he is. I mean, he can project that he really cares about you and he's legitimate and he's for real. He makes Bill Clinton look like a sorry liar. And Barack, but then I know what he's done. He knows the policies they put in place, double black unemployment. He knows they're building more federally funded prisons in black areas. He knows Planned Parenthood's targeting blacks. He knows in his first year in office, he got funding doubled for basically forced abortions in Africa. He knows vaccines are deadly. He knows non-organic's really bad. He's just so evil. And they could have had the first black president and used it to bring people together, as poll numbers show when he was first elected. But as soon as he got in, you saw the design. It was another cold-blooded globalist move to create absolute racial strife. I mean, I can't even watch MSNBC anymore. They are so premeditatedly abusive and evil. They're so horrible. They know what they're doing. And can you imagine what they're going to do during a meltdown in this country? They're going to take bank accounts, pension funds, stock market stuff. And if you get upset and go out and try to, get justice back at your state level, they're just going to have federal troops invade the state, blow up stuff and say you did it or I did it. And that we're, rebel flag wavers or something. I mean, you can see what they've geared up and gotten ready, and it's horrible. And this is why I'm so upset. In my gut, the feeling I have is those times that I got mugged a couple times or the big bully cornered me and I was going to have to fight him, that it's not fear. It's the sickening feeling that I'm going to have to fight. But it's sitting here. In my whole life, the experience of having to fight physically was right then, and I could just do it and get it over with. Now I got to sit here in slow motion watching the asleep public drool collectively while I watch the criminals come in and steal everything nailed down and just level this country. I'm going to go to break and come back, and then I'm going to race through your calls, I promise. Corey and Daryl and John and Jeff and Joe, great call. Last caller was an excellent call. And we'll get your take on this whole situation. But I physically have empathy for the Greeks. Reduced to $22 a day, they can get out of the bank. That's not the government doing that. That's the real government, the global government, the cashless society grid. That's J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. And to see food shipments being stopped into the country, they're talking about stopping medicine coming in. Even if you're a company owner and have the money and paid your taxes and you want to contract outside to bring food in, the EU has a grid around the country and isn't letting them leave. I mean, this is hardcore. And you watch CNN or something, they're reporting on it like it's no big deal. Because I know this is going to be visited upon us. It's why they don't want you being self-sufficient. It's why they demonize preppers. I don't want to say it, but I got to. We told you so.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You through.
Run you through.
While you're waiting for the next attack.
For the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
On this battlefield, no one wins. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and I'll finally get the Chris Christie clip I've been talking about and an analysis that Rob Dude did of it. But right now, we're going to go to your calls, and then the story that's up on InfoWars.com. Again, I read this story when it went up about 30 minutes ago by Paul Joseph Watson, and it made me disgusted. And it reminded me of what I'd already read about the Trilateral Commission plan. And you wonder why they're flooding Europe, Western and Eastern, with illegal aliens from Africa and from the Middle East at record levels. The plan is to make them a new voting bloc that will trump any individual EU country ever getting out and then have them basically call for merging with Africa and the Middle East. Oh, that's a great idea. And so now the EU security head has called political Islam the future of Europe. Sharia law for the West. As the threat from ISIS extremists grows, the European Union's head of foreign affairs and security policy, Frederica Mogherini, I believe you pronounce it right, has caused consternation by asserting that political Islam is a firm part of Europe's future. Responding to last month's brutal Islamist terror attack in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, she dismissed the idea of a clash of civilizations and shot back at critics of mass immigration. Islam belongs in Europe. It holds a place in Europe's history. I guess invading a few times and taking over areas, I guess that's true. And killing Christians in mass. I mean, I'm not attacking Islam per se, but I mean, give me a break. I mean, Europe can't even be for Europeans now, I guess, or Christians. Because there's this socialist and globalist hatred of Christians, folks, period. Islam belongs in Europe. It holds a place in Europe's history, in our culture, in our food, and what matters most in Europe's present and future. Before adding, I'm not afraid to say that political Islam should be part of the picture. Religion plays a role in politics. Yeah, ban all Christian stuff. Again, get rid of Christian culture, bring in another. Not always good, not always bad. Religion can be part of the process. What makes the difference is whether the process is democratic or not. Really? Well, what if 51% of Muslims vote to put bags over women's heads or sexually mutilate them? Does my daughter have to go get her genitals cut off or wear a bag over her head? You're going to have to come through my guns first. I'm sick of being overwrote. I'm sick of being told to stand down by all you fascist bootlickers, ally with any criminal organization you can, telling me you're the liberal. You're a bunch of scum. What you are, mentally ill Jacobins from the French Revolution, who wanted to invert reality, have 10-day work weeks, abolish the family. You're a bunch of crazy people. I'm going to do the Christie piece on your calls, I promise. Let's play Chris Christie. Let's go ahead and roll this disgusting maggot. When our government is rogue, our government's funding the terrorists, our government is clearly out of control and illegitimate, and then now Rand Paul trying to stop it, trying to stop funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and exposing Benghazi, he's now the enemy, and when there's a terror attack, it's his fault. That's how stupid he thinks you are. And you know what I'm afraid? Not this audience, but the general public. I think he knows what he's talking about. What a slug. He thinks he'll get brownie points doing stuff like this. Let's go ahead and go to the club.
Yeah, and in town hall meetings, people are really worried about ISIS. They're really worried about the threat of terrorism. And that's why what Rand Paul has done to make this country weaker and more vulnerable is a terrible thing. And for him to raise money off of it is disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And as the only guy who's used the Patriot Act in this race as a former prosecutor, you know, what he's done is we're going to look back on this. Listen this morning. We're going to look back on this, and he should be in front of hearings in front of Congress if there's another attack, not the director of the FBI or the director of the CIA.
So it's not Rand Paul trying to stop ISIS. No, he's behind it now here in Upside Down World. Now, let's reverse Upside Down World and come back to the real world with a one-minute vignette that we air on local radio stations across the country that Rob Dew put together. Here it is.
Yeah, and in
presidential candidate Chris Christie wants Americans to blame Rand Paul for terror attacks that haven't even happened yet. Here is what he told Morning Joe viewers.
What Rand Paul has done to make the country weaker and more vulnerable is a terrible thing. As the only guy who used the Patriot Act in this race as a former prosecutor, we're going to look back on this, and he should be in front of hearings and in front of Congress if there's another attack. Not the director of the FBI or the director of the CIA.
That's right, Governor Christie. We shouldn't look at the FBI. Even though almost every terror attack on this country has happened with the help of an FBI informant. Or what about the statements made by Agent Thomas Fuentes, who said we have to keep the fear alive in order to justify budget increases? And then back in 2009, former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge claimed that he was pressured by members of George Bush's cabinet to raise the national terror alert level just before the 2004 presidential election. No, we shouldn't look at those guys. That's right, Christy, you really have your priorities straight. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
By the way, Drudge had a Hill article out yesterday that the majority of the money being given by Republicans and Democratic leadership is to try to knock Rand Paul out of the race. They're not worried about Trump, not worried about Bush. They're worried about Paul because they know he's for real, folks. They know Governor Abbott's for real. They know the Attorney General down here is for real. They just indicted the Texas Attorney General, or the indictment is pending in the grand jury. For securities fraud, he faces life in prison over not filing a $1,000 filing fee he forgot to do. Maybe, I heard he even had a crooked fingernail once. Okay, we're going to your phone calls. Let's talk to Corey in Washington. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
About 4 months ago, you had a guy on named Richie Allen out of the UK, and you were discussing how people are waking up, but there's no one really to lead or guide them. And I had a recommendation, piggybacking on Dave, your last caller, of a more excellent guest in the Paul Craig Roberts, Joel Skousen mold. And there are four of them. I think you've had Dr. Alan Keyes on before. It's always good to hear from him. If you could get him back on again, that would be awesome. I don't know if you're aware of Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional attorney setting brush fires of liberty all over the land, trying to restore the public, get patriots to tear down the walls of indoctrination. If you could get her on, she is fantastic. And then two that would be relevant to this week that are always harping on the fake money and the fake currencies would be Ann Barnhart and Ernest Huber. Ann is she's out of Denver, Colorado, and she shut her brokerage house down after the MF Global thing because she knew at that point when the Honorable John Corzine stole all those people's money that she could no longer do it. She knew it was rigged. She knew it was a game, and she got out. She basically...
We'll take those into consideration. Thank you. I'm aware of some of those folks and their work. Specifically, though, what do you think about the Greek economy? Is this the beginning of the big one, or what do you think is about to happen?
You know, who knows? It could, you know, all smoke and mirrors. It's all a game. It's all to get everybody excited. You never know, you know, what kind of shadow puppets they're putting up. But you know, yeah, who knows? It's fun to think about and go into scenarios, but it's just like what it is. I mean, people are waking up because, you know, maybe 5 years ago they said, oh, okay, they would have, you know, just voted. They wouldn't have voted no. They just would have said, oh, okay, just do what you've been doing.
Well, the Greeks have already had to have massive tax increases to pay off a lot of debt that's not theirs. Some of the debt is theirs. And so they know that they raise taxes again, it'll only stall their economy more. But now the globalists are going to cut off their food, their medicine, you name it. And I just wonder if the world's going to stand by and let the private banks, this world government that's growing, engage in human rights violations against Greece.
Well, that's up to, you know, we the people in other people's countries. Are they going to sit around and be slaves, or they can get up and fight?
And, well, I think folks should book trips to Greece to support them. And I'm strongly considering going to Spain, Italy, and Greece, the main epicenters of what we're about to see unfold. And I believe there's a very good chance it's going to be this winter or early next year. It may even be this fall, but I think we're going to see a new global spectacular meltdown, and out of that, a call for a global body headed up by the IMF, World Bank, and International Bank of Settlements to stabilize global currencies. And now, whether a country likes it or not, they've got to go under the control of this institution to fix a global crisis with a global body. And now there's an article that U.S. preparing coup to prevent Greece from falling under Russian influence. Oh, yes, the Russians are to blame for everything. No, the mega banks are the ones that have conquered this country. Thank you so much for the call. The United States and Germany are preparing to engineer a coup in Greece to keep the country operating as a strategic asset of NATO's vulnerable Southeast European flank. A putsch in Athens to save the allied Greece from the enemy Russia is in preparation by the U.S. and Germany with backing from non-taxpayers of Greece. the Greek oligarchs, Anglo-Greek ship owners, and the Greek church, writes John Helmer, the longest continually serving foreign correspondent in Russia, not connected to the corporate media. The primary tip-off, something is brewing, can be detected by the presence of Victoria Nuland, Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs in Athens in March. Nuland and The Guardian reported on March 17th, flew into the capital amid mounting U.S. concerns that the great Euro debt crisis had begun to pose a geopolitical threat. Allowed to veer out of control, Greece could end up in the orbit of Russia, financially bereft and without EU links to keep it bound to the West. NATO's southeastern flank would be immeasurably weakened at a time of mounting global security woes over Islamic fundamentalists in the Middle East, The Guardian reports. Oh, the radical army, the jihadis, there'll be a new invasion of Europe by the Muslims if we don't give in to global government. It's the globalists running the clash of civilizations, bringing in not the scientists, not the technicians, not the patriots of the Middle East, there are a lot of good folks over there, but the scum of the earth, who then promptly sign up for welfare and put on gangster outfits and merge jihadi culture with gangster gangbanger hip-hop culture. A horrid mutation. In the midst of Europe bitching and complaining that their welfare checks aren't big enough. I mean, what a disaster. But the socialists, controlled by the globalists, instinctively hate wealth, hate independence, so they want to wreck it and pull it all down so they can squat on top of it. And then have armored security all around them to protect them from the public when they themselves are the ones that destabilized the entire world. Daryl in California, thanks for holding.
You there, Alex?
Yes, I am, brother. Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, so good to hear from you. My wife and I were in Germany just a few weeks ago during Bilderberg, and we traveled through northern Germany, or just the lower two-thirds of Germany, and from Frankfurt down. And the news there, you know, their news bubble is a little different from ours. They have their own propaganda that they push on their people. But in traveling through there and then visiting with her family and, you know, turning them on to the Second Amendment, which they were afraid of until I left, and discussing with them how about the gold, that Germany wants their gold back. And he said, her uncle says flat out, they want their gold back, and they need to get their gold back. And,
but gold is racist, so they can't have it. Mm.
We would support them as best we could on the lower levels. But the people of that country, I think they'd be very resilient. Now, I didn't go to Greece, but I think the people of Greece, you know, we're looking at ancient cultures, a culture that America, you know, we're only go back a few hundred years. I was staying in buildings, you know, in hotels that were 300, 400 years old. And going to these different things and visiting these people. The barns on those farms there are, you know, they have a 16,000 square foot footprint and they're three stories tall. And, the countryside, you fly over the country, it's totally green. It's all farms and they even farm their trees. They have sections that are forests that they cut down and replant and, they farm trees and they do something else now. They're photon farmers, I call them. They have all of those giant barns have thousands of solar panels on them. If something breaks down in Europe, if it comes apart in Europe, and these people don't like the euro, these communities will fall together in small little cells.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Europe is much more self-sufficient, Greece and other areas, but Germany as well, than the United States. We used to be very self-sufficient. They never basically gave up their agrarian lifestyle, even though they live in the city. A lot of folks go out and have a farm in the country. Even if you're not wealthy, that's just part of the culture. Even, you know, lower middle class Dutch people will have a little farm or a little cottage out at the lake. And there's a culture of liking to do this. And so you're absolutely right. People can pull out of the euro. How can you have such industrious, hardworking people and then be told they're all in debt? Because we've been maneuvered to this point. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Great points. When I was talking about gold being racist, I'm not joking. Africa has more minerals than any other continent in the world. Per square mile, it's joke level how they've got basically every trace element, every precious metal, resources out the wazoo. But whenever African countries try to ship out any of their own goods, they're called blood diamonds or they're called conflict minerals. What that means is Western combines don't let them sell their goods unless they go through them, and then they warehouse the goods to artificially drive up the price and won't let African countries or individuals have any profit from that. If you do buy a diamond, you should basically, from my research, buy one they call a blood diamond. That means it actually might have come from somebody good or bad, you don't know. It didn't come through the Oppenheimers, De Beers, and that monopoly. But see, all the trendies and the Hollywood movies and the ads, don't buy a conflict diamond. Go to the store and buy a $20,000 ring for your wife, you know, that actually cost them $10. Don't actually see how it's all inverted? And that's how they use a cause celeb or political correctness. It's like the World Wildlife Fund with Prince Bernhard that founded it got caught running secret operations poaching to make money. Of course, it's like whatever they say they do, they're the opposite. You understand? We'll be back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Alex Jones here back live. I'm not just here complaining and getting angry because I like to get mad. There's so much good stuff in the world, so much productivity, so many smart, cool people. And to just see a bunch of criminal elites use propaganda, flim-flam, financial fraud to take over, and to know they've got it out for us, I just want to beat these people. Doesn't mean we're going to have some utopia, but I want to reverse all of that. I want to try to build a better world. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. But during the break, I was reading these articles. They're up on Drudge and InfoWars. Murderer of this young woman, just shot her for no reason. He now admits to it. I chose San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city. And they act like it's this wonderful virtue to just let anybody in and then let them commit crimes and let them stay here. Because they're an immigrant. Well, we've got to let women fly in from Europe and China and Africa and have their babies and be paid for. Because they're immigrants. I mean, okay, well, intellectually, how is that fair? Just they're an immigrant. It's like we post videos of the knockout game intensifying. And I see racist whites in there. A lot of them are just trolls making mindless comments to only make it worse. And I see other liberal commenters going, more racism from InfoWars. No, no. Showing racial attacks on whites is not racism. It's pointing out that there's racism against whites that needs to stop. Just like I'm against racism against anybody. It's not even racism. It's just attacking people. It's tribalism. There's another article. Two previously deported illegal immigrants allegedly murder two women in two states in 24 hours. This is just the latest news. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is coming to Kansas City for the National Council of the Race Conference. No, it's not a Klan rally. That's the National International Hispanic Group, the race. For African immigrants to St. Paul, it's starting to feel more like home. Yeah, you go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, the government purposely imports Muslims from Africa and gives them tax exemption that citizens don't get. My point is, do you understand this is the plan to balkanize the country and to put it together where we don't get along? I'm going to go to John in Montana, Jeff, Joe, Rich, Wild Man, everybody, briefly at the end of the hour. We sell high-quality supplements to fund a lot of our operations here. The problem is I never know what's going to be a big seller, what's never, you know, not going to be a seller. I just know what is the best stuff out there, the highest quality, what top experts tell me is going to have the biggest effect. I use it all from X2 Nascent Iodine to Supermel Vitality to so many of the other products. It's a cocktail I take every day. And we are sold out. I'm going to try to work on this so this doesn't happen anymore. But you got to buy the product. Sometimes you don't have the money to buy the product right away, or it takes 6 weeks to get more of it made. BrainForce sold out. Liver Shield sold out, Prostaguard sold out, Child E sold out, Occupower sold out. What we have, Survival Shield Nation Ion X2, selling out soon. Supermel Vitality, selling out very soon. Super Female Vitality, selling out soon. Oxy Powder, selling out soon. Secret 12 Vitamin B12 Methylcobalamin, in stock. Silver Bullet, in stock. Wolf Oregano, in stock. Winter Sun D3, in stock. DNA Force, in stock. Lung Cleanse, in stock. Got plenty of all that. It's all excellent. But we're working on getting all those other best-selling items back. Your purchase funds the operation, InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the final coup de grace. Free shipping through the month of July. Free shipping across the board, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Third hour coming up. Stay with us. Cheryl Salin, take your call. First, I'm going to John. We come back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots. They're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.